The flying panini. Sky didn't like eating lunch at school. She thought it was a waste of time. There were better things to do than waste time eating soggy sandwiches. She would just take one bite and put the sandwich back in her lunchbox. Yuck! Sky had to take her sandwiches home because no scraps were allowed in the bins at school. But she couldn't put them in the bin at home either. Her mom had eyes like an eagle and a nose like a bloodhound, and she would be really mad at Sky for not eating her lunch. So Sky hid the sandwiches in her room. Under the bed was a good place. It was dark and far away from the sneaky cleaner. Behind big books on her bookcase was a good place, too. Sky thought she would put the scraps in the bin outside when her mom was out. But she never did. One day, her mom saw ants going into Sky's room. Then she heard flies humming like helicopters in there. But when she saw a mouse scampering into Sky's room, she had to investigate. Sky's mom was not happy at all when she found the food scraps. "Sky," she said, "you are sleeping in a rubbish tip. This is terrible. Yuck." Sky had to spend all weekend cleaning her room. Then her mother said, "If you don't like sandwiches, I will make you a panini." Yuck! But Sky thought the panini was worse than the sandwich. It was really hard. When she bit it, that soggy stuff squirted out all over her. Sky went home with the panini in her lunchbox. But now there had to be a new plan for getting rid of food scraps. At the end of the backyard was a wide hedge. Sky thought this would be a good place for paninis. She could throw them there from her room. Whee! Sky's mom was in the garden when a panini went whistling over her head like a flying saucer. It went over the hedge and through the window of the house next door. Sky heard the sound of glass breaking and she ran. What was that? Sky was a fast runner, but she learned that her mother was faster. She learned, too, that to fix a broken window took all her pocket money for 6 months. Come back here, Sky! Brain food. And when she read the books her mother gave her about the brain, she learned that eating lunch was very important.